Welcome back to Brian's Spain Domain. We have a few podcasts lined up and ready to be published, but I'm going to do this one first because of my love for following the weather from time to time and sharing that with you, as well as my love for a website called embalses.net, which translates basically as reservoirs.com. It covers all the rainfall, precipitation throughout the country, in all the different towns and even different parts of a city, and all the levels in the different reservoirs throughout the country. It's full of maps and statistics and graphs and all those things that I think are pretty cool. I also like to follow it because Spain is a traditionally fairly dry country, so, and rainfall doesn't always come when you expect it to, so we can go through periods of pretty wet weather, as we are right now, and also we can go through some pretty lengthy droughts. So for those of you who are interested in following the climate, there's plenty to look at and talk about here. And I'm focusing on the weather because we are currently experiencing one of the most historic weather events in a long time in Madrid, in Spain in general, but in particular Madrid. And it comes in the form of rain, massive amounts of rain, so much so that I really got to tell you about this one. Now, to get to the point and explain what I'm talking about, let me tell you that as of this date, March 21st, 3 weeks into the month, March of 2025, has broken all records of rainfall for any month in Madrid's Retiro Park, which is basically the center of Madrid, over a 132-year period. And we still have a few more days of guaranteed rain ahead of us, making March 2025 the wettest month since records began in 1893. By March 18th, the city had already recorded 188.2 millimeters of water, significantly surpassed the previous record of 147.7 millimeters set just about 7 years ago. Why is this happening? Well, the basic and easiest explanation is a series of successive storms, and all basically right in a row over the past 3 weeks. These storms all have names, including Jana, Conrad, Lawrence, and the one that we are feeling right now called Martino. These storms have brought heavy rainfall, strong winds, and in some regions, snow, leading to widespread flooding and disruptions. This stretch all started basically on March 1st. You got a lot of snow up in the mountains to the north of Madrid, and then it was followed by a lot of rain, so the snow melted quicker than usual, and all this water came rushing down the mountains from the creeks and then into the rivers, and then the rivers swole up, and the reservoirs filled up to the hilt, and they had to discharge massive amounts of water and let it carry on. Now, just how much water are we talking about? Well, if you have access to the image that I have provided, you can see by looking at that towering red bar representing March's rainfall and comparing it to the rest of the months. This is on embalses.net. And there is a huge difference. Now, let's start with the fact that the average rainfall for March in Madrid is around 37 millimeters. Last year, we had a fairly rainy March and we got something like 65 millimeters. But this month, so far, we are over. Now, we are actually topping a whopping 220 millimeters. You heard right, 220 millimeters. I just told you what the average is, 37 millimeters, and we are right now at 220 millimeters, and we still have about a third of the month to get through. And the record for the rainiest month ever, up until now, because this is now the record, came in November of 1997, and that was 198.4 millimeters. That was the previous record for Retiro Park in the center of Madrid, and we are currently at 220 millimeters. So we're not just breaking records, we are shattering them. That number, 220, is basically half of Madrid's average total annual rainfall coming in just 21 days. And according to embalses.net, we have now reached 415 millimeters for the 12-month period that they study. And we still have a little more than 5 months to go because these numbers are recorded from September to August. So, to give you an idea, if it were to stop raining today until August 31st, not a drop for the next 5 months, which would not be a good thing. But anyway, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, we would basically meet the average yearly amount of precipitation by now. And people would think, oh, it was just a normal year. But so far, it's anything but normal. In fact, the last couple of years have also been pretty rainy. Last year, we had over 600 millimeters. So this could be a cycle for a few years or something even greater. So that's pretty much how much rain we've gotten. And it's been that way for many parts of Spain. And the positive thing there is that Spain's water supply is rising like crazy. In the last 2 weeks or so, it has increased its total reserve by about 7%. And with this week, I'm sure it's going to go over 10%, which is a hell of a lot of water, considering you also have to factor in all that water which is consumed every day. There are reservoirs in Spain which are the fullest that they've been in decades. So, in a certain way, that's a good thing. Does climate change have anything to do with this phenomenon? The answer is an absolutely definite maybe. According to some experts, rising global temperatures have increased the atmosphere's capacity to hold moisture, resulting in more intense and frequent rainfall events. This phenomenon has been linked to the recent extreme weather patterns observed in Spain. If you think, remember, late October of 2024, there were massive downpours affecting Valencia, and it caught a number of towns off guard and resulted in the death of over 200 people. They also say that the Mediterranean Sea has warmed more than twice as fast as the global sea surface over the past 30 years, and this increase in sea temperature contributes to the intensity of storm systems and also increases the risk of greater flooding. So that's some of the possible causes here. What are the ups and downs? Well, we obviously know that more water in the reservoirs is a good thing, and water for the countryside is also very good. But there are some losers too, especially the tourists. I just talked to a group of Americans a few hours ago who are going to be in Madrid for a few days, and I apologized on behalf of the city for the weather. A lot of people come to Madrid expecting to find friendly or sunnier weather, but that's a no-go these days. Although these people were from Michigan, and they said, with all the snow they've been getting, they were more than happy to deal with the rain. So I guess it's all relative. The Brits and the Irish seeking reprieve from the usual murky winters that they have to go through often look to these spring breaks as a way of getting away and finding nicer weather. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen this year for many of them. The people of Madrid are also getting a firsthand masterclass in what it must be like to spend a winter in many of the northern regions of the country, like Asturias, the Basque Country, or Galicia, where this wet weather is commonplace. They now appreciate the sunny weather more than ever. In fact, we're just dying for it to come back. The volume of water has been so great that even rivers like the Manzanares, which is Madrid's river, generally a very low-key, mellow, slow-moving river, is now on the verge of overflowing in parts. In fact, I think it has, although not in the middle of the city. There's a canal there that should keep it under control. Nonetheless, it does give you an idea of just how much water we're talking about. In Spanish, and I've talked about this in other podcasts, there is a saying that goes that if in March you get May weather, in May you get March weather. And we have gotten just about as much March weather this March as anyone could imagine. So let's hope that the rest of spring improves accordingly. According to the weather agency in Spain, apparently things are supposed to improve starting in the middle of next week. We hope that's the case. And anyway, that will be all for this podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.